Najaf International Airport is granting visas for free to all passengers taking part in the Arbaeen pilgrimage upon an order by Iraqi Premier Haider al-Abadi. Arbaeen marks the passage of 40 days after the martyrdom of Imam Hussein, the third Shia Imam, along with his 72 companions in the Battle of Karbala in 680 AD. With around 20 million pilgrims expected to take part in this year's commemorations in Iraq, the event will be recorded as the most populous gathering in the world.
Free visas, coupled with affordable flight fees, have encouraged even more pilgrims from all over the world to come here.
Officials here also told Press TV that the number of flights is constantly on the rise since 1st of December and is expected to hit 92 flights per day on Arbaeen. Officials at Najaf International Airport expect that the number of flights they would be receiving this year could top 2,000, with over 350,000 pilgrims coming in to take part in the Arbaeen ceremonies. It is for this reason that security officials here have bettered their performance and have devised emergency plans to welcome the pilgrims. Najaf Airport is currently expanding its capacity to handle 6 million visitors and up to 100 flights per day.
Arbaeen pilgrimage is an extraordinary event for us here at Najaf Airport. This year, with free visas granted to pilgrims, we have a great responsibility on our shoulders. We're spending sleepless nights at work and exerting great efforts for this occasion.
Officials have also confirmed that some 40% of the arriving visitors through Najaf Airport are from the Islamic Republic of Iran.
There is 25 airlines working with the airport now, the most key airlines in the region. From Iran, we are receiving Iran Air, Mahan Air, Qasham Air, Zagros, Taban, and yani, most of the airlines from Iran, actually, and as well from the other countries in the region.
Najaf International Airport is considered to be a very strategic airport and is known to take in a large number of Arbaeen pilgrims. However, it remains to be just one of many entrances for Arbaeen pilgrims into Iraq. Altaf Ahmed, Press TV, Najaf.